Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and we're here for another episode of In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And as you know, she's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss the show or any of her shows, you can go to the archives and go back and listen to them. And the main website for the show is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie.
All right. Thank you, Mark. My website is www.drconniesays.com. And I am going to really encourage you to visit that. Mark did a spectacular show for me last week. And in that show, he did a meditation on how to meet and access your guardian angels and even find their names so that you actually have and can develop an intimate relationship with them. And I'm really going to encourage you to listen to that meditation. It's not only a great foundation for meeting your guardian angels, but it's also a pathway to meeting the other angels. And what I was going to do this evening is talk about the 15 archangels. And before I get into that, let me just say that at the half hour, I will be doing free angel card readings for anyone who wants to call in. I have, since I'm talking about archangels this evening, I am going to be using my Archangel Michael cards. So I find that he always has really great information and wonderful guidance. So if that is something that you would like this evening at the half hour, please, Mark, what is the number?
It is 646-716-9663.
Thank you. So with that, I'm going to start with the talking about the archangels. The archangels are a class of angels. There are 9 different classifications or groups or whatever you want to, however you want to call them. And the archangels are with a vibrational energy. They vibrate much closer to humans. They are right above the guardian angels, so they are very easily accessible because their vibration is, a lot of times when we're feeling confused or afraid or depressed or we don't know which direction to go, and our energy, our vibration is at a lower level, the archangels are still easily accessible. I'm going to do the 15 that are found in many, many books. I am also going to have these up on my website sometime next week or maybe in the next couple of weeks. So it'd be great if you want to, if you have pencil and paper and want to write these down. If not, or if you didn't get all the information, I don't want you to go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You can listen to this show again because it's going to be archived, or you'll be able to go on my website in probably a week, week and a half, and be able to access this information. So fear not. And the reason that I'm doing this is because one of the archangels that I'll talk about in a minute, well, I'll just talk to him about him now since I'm here. Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. He is the archangel for bringing harmony in relationships. And I've had an incident where I had three people that I loved very deeply, and somehow or other they fell off the radar. And any time that I tried to call or text or email or whatever, I didn't get a response. So every night before I went to bed, I would ask Archangel Raguel, just very, very simply, I call upon you now, please bring healing and harmony to my relationships with, and just said their names. And that's pretty much all I did. And within probably a month, I have heard from two out of the three. They just popped up. All of a sudden, I, you know, got a notification on my phone that there was a text message, and there they were. So I didn't have to do anything but just turn it over to the angels, and in the angels' time, I am now in communication with two out of the three, and I know that the third one is going to pop up here sooner or later. So Archangel Raguel is the one to call on if you are having difficulty in relationships and you want to bring harmony in those. And it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be friends. It can be family. It can be colleagues. So any relationship that's causing you any upset or stress or unhappiness, this is the archangel to call on. Also, as I was doing this studying, I was thinking that so many of us on this journey were finding ourselves changing, and as we change, the friends that once were so much fun to hang around and the people that we thought were so cool, they're not near as cool and they're not nearly as much fun to hang around as they used to be. So one thing that Archangel Raguel will do is also help to bring in new friends. So what I'm finding with my angels, with the archangels, you just say, you know, I call upon you now, and just what your request is, and then you just leave it to the angels to work out in their own time. If you get a gut feeling or some sort of a nudge to maybe place a phone call or do something, then do that. But me, with the people that I was wanting to reconnect with, I didn't get anything, so I didn't do anything. So if you're not getting a nudge, that's your sign to just let the angels handle it. So that's Archangel Raguel. Archangel Ariel has two specialties. One of the things she does is she sort of oversees and looks after the wild animals and the environment. So if you are an environmentalist, if you are one of those who make donations to endangered species, if you recycle, if you do anything that has anything to do with protecting the animals on the earth, especially the wild animals, and bettering the environment, then Archangel Ariel would be the archangel that you would ask to come in and help you with ideas or whatever you would want with that. She's also the one to help with your material needs. So if you need something base, if you need money, if you need housing, if you need a job, if you need your car to work, gas money, then Archangel Ariel would be your go-to person. And what she will do is she carries your requests to God, but she also has power within herself to be able to give you ideas or give you suggestions give you money. So remember her if those are issues for you. Azriel, Azriel, if you are a grief counselor, if you are grieving, not only the death of a loved one, but a death of a relationship or a death of a dream that you had forever that you know that it's just not going to work out, but a death of anything, because we go through the same stages of grief, whether it's the death of a relationship or a death of a physical death. So if you're grieving at any level, then Azriel is the archangel to call on. If you're like me, you will want to write this next one down because it is Archangel Chamuel, Chamuel. And this is the person, this is the angel I go to if I lose things, and I lose things a lot. I can't find my keys. I can't find my glasses. I can't find, a piece of paper that I need to do the next thing on my to-do list. Invariably, every single time I call on Archangel Chamuel, I find what I'm looking for. So I stop, I breathe, and I pray. And I just find stuff. So Archangel Chamuel is a outstanding person, angel to have on your team when you're trying to rush out the door and you can't find your car keys. Archangel Gabriel. One of the things, a lot of people know Gabriel because she is mentioned in the Bible as being the messenger. She's the messenger that told Mary she was going to have Jesus and told Elizabeth that she was going to have John. And there's other places in the Bible where Gabriel is mentioned. Gabriel is the angel that you want to call on for pregnancy, for adoption, for birth, anything having to do with conceiving, carrying your child, the birth of your child, or adopting a child, Archangel Gabriel would be the go-to angel for that. There's nothing worse for so many women than the inability to conceive, or you have one child but you can't conceive a second child. So Archangel Gabriel is there for you in that time when you're trying to have a child, or you're in the stages of pregnancy right now, or you want to adopt. I have biological children and adopt a child. So there's also great beauty and blessings with with having adopted children. Gabriel is also the messenger angel, and helps those in those professions where you are a messenger. If you are a teacher, if you are an actor, if you are a writer, if you are a painter, any way that you send a message, a lot of times she's called the artist's angel, because any way that you want to leave a message, then she would be the one to help you with that. Archangel Haniel, Haniel. If you are like many of us when we are on our journey, we want more information. We want more insight. We want a clearer path to communication with with the Creator. And what Haniel will do, what her specialty is awakening and trusting your intuition and your clairvoyance. Your clairvoyance being the way that you receive the messages, whether it's through feeling, whether you have visions and you see it in your mind's eye, whether you, excuse me, whether it's auditory, any way that the angels choose to communicate and you are open to that, then it's trusting your intuition and trusting your clairvoyance. Because a lot of you, if you're going to walk with the angels, you have to trust your gut. Even though everything on the outside looks like it's going to the left and your gut says go to the right, if you are trusting the angels, then you go with your gut. And if your gut's wrong, then the angels will get you back on track. But at some level, you're going to have to put your faith and trust in the intuition that you're getting. And what Archangel Haniel will do would be to help you with that. She will also help with female issues. So if you have a difficult menstrual cycle, if you are not regular, if you have, I know with a lot of menstrual cycles, there's not only the pain, but there's also the emotion that goes with it, the hormone imbalance. There's a lot of issues for a lot of women when it comes to female cycles. So Haniel would be the one to call on for whatever issues you would have with that, as well as sort of getting back with the trusting your intuition. She's the one that would help you open up your third eye. Your third eye chakra is located sort of between your eyebrows, right above your physical eyes, and is a way for the angels to communicate through visions and seeing things and insight and that kind of a thing. So she's a good one to have on your team. Jeremiel is Jeremiel. Sort of works in concert with Haniel. What Jeremiel does is develop and understand your spiritual visions. So, again, working with your third eye and being able to sort of interpret and get a clearer sense on when the angels choose to show you things through your psychic vision. Also helps with healing emotions and vacuuming away negative energy. Works with Archangel Michael to help vacuum away toxic or negative energy. So a lot of times when we're around people and we pick up other people's energy, if we find that we're carrying a load, especially for those of us who are in service and helping other people, and we can inadvertently pick up negative energy, then Archangel Michael, as well as Jeremiel, would help with vacuuming away some of this negative energy. Japhiel, Jophiel. She is the angel that I call on a lot for beautifying my thoughts. When I find that I'm in negativity, when I find that I'm not having the most pleasant of thoughts about a situation, then I call upon her to help beautify my thoughts so that my spirit is uplifted and I'm sending out the messages that I want into the universe. Anytime that I go shopping, whether it's for clothes or for for myself or my family or anything for my home or my office, anything that's going to provide beauty. I always ask her to help me not only find something that's beautiful, but help me find the best price. And it's amazing how many sales I'll walk into, and I won't even know it. So she's a great one for helping to beautify, reduce chaos. She's the feng shui angel. So if you're into feng shui, then she's a good person to call on. Metatron helps with learning disabilities, childhood issues. He works very close with Mother Mary. So if you have a pull or a draw to Mother Mary, then you might find that Metatron is working alongside of her. I work in a school, and I know how frustrating it is for parents to come in and work with a special education team or a group of people that are there to support the child who's having some sort of issues and problems. So if you're one of those parents, then Metatron would be the guy you would call on. He was the prophet Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, in the Bible. So if you want to know what he was like as a human, he and Sandalphon were the only two, they're the only two archangels whose names do not end in E-L. And they're the only two archangels that used to be human. So if you want to read on Metatron and get a little inkling of what he was like when he was human, then you can read about Enoch in the Bible. Then there's Archangel Michael. He's probably the most popular. Usually one of the first that come to mind when you talk about angels or archangels. He's the go-to guy for your life purpose. If you don't know either what it is, or you thought you knew and it's just not working out the way that you want, or you want step-by-step guidance, he's the one to call on. He helps release fears. He is the angel that holds the sword. So he, and a lot of times I have a candle actually in my room, and he's got his foot on the neck of Satan, or a symbolization of something that will be holding you back. And so he is the protector. He is the guide. He helps clear energy. So he's a very, very powerful angel to have on your side. A lot of times when people are in immediate danger, he's the angel that will come in and be the protector. So Archangel Michael is definitely one that you're probably very well aware of. Archangel Raphael may be the second or third most popular angel when you think about angels. This is the angel you call on if you have physical illnesses. This is also the angel if you are in a medical or a spiritual field, if you work with healing. And this could be spiritual healing, it could be emotional healing, it could be physical healing. This is the archangel to call on. Archangel Raphael works with the color emerald green. And a lot of times, if I know of someone who's hurting, I can envision a emerald green light over this person or on the area where they're not well. And it's amazing the power that Archangel Raphael has. So if you either are a healer or in need of healing or both, then Archangel Raphael would be the person that you would call on. There are oracle cards, angel cards that have, they're all about Archangel Raphael. So if you feel that you would be benefited from having a deck of cards so that you can get inspiration from Raphael on a daily basis and you like the tangible physical of oracle cards, then check out a deck and see if that would work for you. He's also the one to call if you want to connect with a soulmate. So a lot of us want soulmate relationships. A lot of us want soulmate companions or soulmate people in our life because we all kind of think and have a special connection with each other. So if you're looking for that kind of a connection, then you can ask Archangel Raphael for connection with a soulmate. Archangel Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L, helps to heal spiritual and psychic blocks. And what he can do is go back into past life issues and things that you have brought into this life. Archangel Raziel can help you remember and heal those part of your lives. And what he may choose to do is go to someone like Mark, for example, that does physical healing and spiritual healing and theta healing and use someone, a spiritual healer, to remember your past life and remember things that you may have brought into this life that you're having to deal with now. So if you feel compelled to call a spiritual healer when you're asking and working with Archangel Raziel, then don't be surprised if you get a name may pop into your head of a spiritual healer, or you may find someone who you were just introduced to that said, "Hey, have you ever heard of such and such healing?" And it may be, you know, just the thing for you. So be very open when you talk to Raziel about the healing, because he may take you places that you didn't know existed, and which is a really beautiful thing. Archangel Sandalphon, in his life, was the prophet Elijah. Again, if you want to read how he was connected with the Creator, both you can find Enoch and Elijah in the Old Testament of the Bible. And again, he's another one that walked on the earth just like us. He is the supporter for musicians and helps heal spiritual confusion. Sandalphon is kind of a go-between of receiving prayers and sending them on, delivering prayers. When God has a message for you, it may very well go through Archangel Sandalphon. So when you feel especially like you're connecting with God in your prayers, then, you know, I'm sure that Sandalphon has a lot to do with that. I know we're at the half hour. I have two more, and then we'll turn it back over to Mark for the half hour deal that he does. Archangel Uriel is one of the four, when they talk about the four major archangels, he's one of them. He helps with problem solving. He helps students with insight. He helps with understanding. This is for intellectual understanding. This is for having more in a school-like setting, I guess I would say, for writing and speaking, for studying, for test-taking. So there are many, 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 many bright, very, very bright people out there, and Uriel can work with your cognition to make the most out of your education. He also can help with forgiveness, as well as the last angel, which is Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L, who also helps students with test-taking, helps with memory and mental functioning, healing painful memories, and remembering your divine mission. So there's a wee bit of crossover with these angels. And I think you'll find that once you open yourself up to your guardian angels, and then these other archangels start coming in, you'll find that you can, that they are there to help you in a variety of ways, but you can also call on one or more of them to help you, you know, sort of customize what it is you need. So again, I'm going to have this on my website. So if you missed anything or if you tuned in late, I was going through the 15 archangels, just a thumbprint of what it is they do. So in the event that you have something that you need to call on, or you have a certain issue you're working with, you'll know what angel to call on. So, Mark, I'll let you have the floor.
Alrighty. So you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and give out your website?
Absolutely. www.drconniesays.com.
And you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this show or any other shows, or get to the archives to listen to replays, download them as podcasts, subscribe to the radio show, join up for our newsletter and everything, and go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, and we are back to you.
All right, thank you very much. On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with the idea of talking and turning your issues and problems over to an angel? Mm-hmm. And it might be interesting if you honestly answered that question. Because in theory, it sounds great to say, oh, well, I'm just turning all my, you know, my relationship issues over to Raguel, and I'm going to just, you know, pray for harmony. And you wait days and weeks and a month, and you're not seeing anything. So I'm just wondering how comfortable you are with really turning things over to a power that you can't see on a physical level in your world. And for some of us, it's very easy, or there are certain things that it's very easy to turn over. And other things we just want to hold on to because we're too afraid. And that's why I was encouraging you to listen to the meditation that Mark provided last week that will be up on my website. It's also archived, so you can listen to it tonight if you want, as well as the great information he had on guides and angels. And the thing that I have on my website, that if you really knew who you were, if you really understood how connected you are, then you'd never be the same again. So if you find that you're praying and nothing is happening, then, or you find, or you feel like you had all your ducks in a row, and then all of a sudden someone pulled the rug out from underneath you and your ducks went flying. What do you do? Part of the reason ducks fly is because there is a life lesson for you. The angels do not work the way that we do. I have everything in my mind all figured out just how it should run. And if I do A, B, and C, well, then D should naturally occur. But I find that if I can just let go and trust my angels, then things invariably work out. And the more that I try to clutch on and hang on and force things to happen and try to bend the will of God, which I have the power to do, and so do you, it just really mucks a lot of things up. It really, it's like 10 steps backwards. So it's time for us to take a more mature look at the angels and their role in our lives, because they are not giant slot machines and we put in our prayers and pull the lever and we get, you know, three cars and we get a new car, which could happen. But the beautiful thing about the angels is when I ask for a child, or I ask for a job, or I ask for my soulmate, or I ask for whatever, that the angels are now going to prepare me for what I asked for. And that is going to come in the shape and form of life lessons. And some of the lessons are going to be very quick and very easy, and I'll get them very quickly. And some of my lessons are like, I want to walk through the door that's not there, and I keep running into the wall, and I can't figure out why I can't get out of the room. Because I want the door to be where it's not. But in order for me to have my child or my relationship or my job or my whatever, there's a lesson for me to learn to maximize the joy once I get what I ask for. So when I call on Raguel, not only does Raguel prepare me for the harmony in the relationships that I want, Raguel also works on other people in their time frame, in what they need. So it's not necessarily all about me. It's a connection with me and whatever it is that I asked for, the energetic connection. So when you pray and you find that it's you're having a difficult time with your faith, then find those ways that are going to help you. Because when I pray for my child, then my prayer has been heard, and every angel in heaven is starting to work on what needs to be done for me to answer my prayer. For example, I prayed for twins. I am a twin. I'm an identical twin. And I always thought it'd be cool to have twins. So I had three pregnancies, and each one was a single pregnancy. And when I was pregnant with my last and I found out she was a single pregnancy, I was very disappointed, and I thought, oh, well, God just didn't, you know, evidently it's just not in the cards for me to have twins. Well, then the opportunity came up for my then husband. He's my ex now, but my then husband and I to adopt. And she is 5 months younger than my biological child. So I ended up with the twins that I had prayed for. It didn't happen in a way that I thought, nor did it happen in the time that I thought, because the adoption was, I believe she was two. I think we got her when she was two, and then the adoption occurred when she was three. So it was 2 years that I had a single child and had wanted the twins. So God is going to answer the prayer in the way that is the best for us. And if you find that you're not getting your faith is shaking, or you're confused, or you're just set up, then find something that's going to bolster your faith. I am not Catholic, but one of my most favorite things about going into a Catholic church is that they have candles burning. And I always say a prayer, and I always light a candle, because the ritual of having my prayers, you know, as the candle is burning there and it's wafting up to heaven, is so meaningful for me that I love. I go to the store and I buy the Archangel Michael candles, and I have an intention and I burn my Archangel Michael candles in my home. So that for me is very, that ritual is very helpful for me. Having a God box, having a physical place to put your prayers. It can be an ornate, as ornate or as plain as you want, but a box that is very meaningful for you. You write out the prayer exactly what you want, and you place it in the box. You can date it, and then at the end of a month, go back and look at your box. If your birthday's on the if your birthday's on the 26th of a month, then every 26th day of a month, check your God box. Write all your prayers, put them in there. See what has occurred in that month. And when you think that God is not answering or hearing you, or the angels are not there, see what's going on. You physically have it written down, and now you can go back in a month and check it out. That is something that you can do, because as we're going through the day-to-day minutia of our jobs and our life, and we don't see what we want, We need to find a way to keep our faith alive and to build on the foundation that because we co-create with God, then what we are powerful enough to create what it is we want. And many times because we get depressed or angry or afraid, or we just say, you know, this is never going to happen, we end up creating what it is we don't want. So I'm wanting to have a child. I can't have a child. I can't get pregnant. I can't get, I've gone to every doctor and every fertility doctor, and I even went to Costa Rica because they have these great programs down there for fertilization, and it's just not happening. Then I get to go back to my my God box. I get to go back to my ritual of whatever I need, because I am a co-creator. I never dawned on me that my twins would be 2 years apart from two different mothers and fathers. But they're as much like, you know, I've got two girls the same age, so I'm in the same grade at school, and so it's the same concept as having fraternal twins. I don't know. I feel like that the angels are almost crying because they want so much to be involved in our daily lives, the highs as well as the lows, as well as the neutral, as well as the sheer boring days that sometimes we have. But to know that there is a bigger picture, and to know that they have a message for us and a lesson for us that is so much more than us praying for, I want a new car. I have a free download on my website about life lessons. And I wrote it because I got coaching, because I was having such a fit. I called someone who I love and I trust, and I said, I need coaching. And the information that I got was so spot on that it was like it jolted me like, and I thought, well, duh, of course. So if you want a child, then be maternal. Be maternal. Love people. Love children. I don't know how God is going to answer your prayer with a child. I don't know. Maybe you contracted in this lifetime not to have your own child, but to be a mother figure. I don't know. But I do know, and one of the things that I was reminded of in my coaching was like attracts like. So if I want something, I have to become that. If I want my perfect partner, and I have, 500 characteristics of what I want my partner to be, then I need to become that to be able to attract that. If I'm going to be a mother, then I get to love like a mother. If I want that job, then I become that employee. Whatever characteristics of that job that I become that, because like attracts like. And all of this is a life lesson. So when I ask for something as benign as, gee, I'd love to have a new car, that starts a cosmic ball rolling that I don't know quite where it may land. So the only thing I can do is hang on and take the ride that the angels give me and trust and know that my prayer is going to be answered in some way, shape, or fashion. If I hold on and continue to have faith and continue to pray for my new car. So it's a growth opportunity. It's a life lesson. A lot of people say, well, gee, I never went to college. Well, you know what? You're going to the greatest school ever. You're going to the school of life with none other than God as the headmaster and the angels as your teachers. And it just doesn't get much better than that. So I know from personal experience that if you open yourself up to what God wants for you, and you make a declaration that I want to create this job or this relationship, or then you are going to encounter the people, places, and things that need to occur for you to have that, what your intention is. But you will be placed under a learning course to prepare you for receiving what it is you ask for. My younger daughters are 16. I would not give them a $50,000 car to practice driving in. They get the car that's at their level that they can handle. And then as their skills grow, then they can handle a stronger car. So when I'm asking for my job that has done and makes seven figures, I may have some sprucing up to do before I'm prepared to have a job that will give me seven figures. It's extremely possible and doable that when you pray that God will start the ball rolling for that, because you co-create. But the lessons involved in having yourself in a place spiritually to handle a seven-figure job will be lessons learned in the school of life. That when you hang on to your intention and know that God got your back and the angels have got your back and you know which archangel to call on, then it helps a lot in getting where you want to go. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it back over to you to kind of say a couple of things and then close out. I thank you very much for giving me another hour of your time. The archangels and their specialties will be up on my site in probably a week and a half, and I would encourage you to review those and get to know the angels and get to know who's on your team. So, again, this is Dr. Connie at www.drconniesays.com. So I'm going to give it over to you, Mark.
Yeah, I actually just want to come back and ask you a question. So can you, you know, because lots of times we hear, you know, let's call me, you know, the archangel for this or that. Can you give us an example of calling in an archangel for a specific purpose, just so someone has like a format or a feeling of what that would look like?
Oh, it is so easy. Archangel Jophiel, I call upon you now to beautify my thoughts so that in this work situation I can experience and I can exhibit love and being an example for you. It's that hard and it's that easy. Archangel Raguel, I call upon you now to heal my bring harmony to my relationship with Mark. And I give you that relationship and pray for guidance in how we can have a happy, harmonious relationship.
That does seem pretty simple.
It can't be any simpler. The angels are, it's like they're just waiting. It's like they're just waiting to call, for you to call on them so they can just, they're so ready to jump in there. It's not hard. And when you know what the specialties are, Archangel Zadkiel, I have my midterm coming up. I have finals coming up. I'm really concerned about passing this test. Would you help me to remember the capitals of all 50 states?
Okay. It's good to know. I like how simple that is. All right, everybody. Yeah. You've been listening to Dr. Connie in the Arms of the Angels. She's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show or want to go back and listen to all the great material which she covered today, some of the specifics on what Archangel does what, you will find this show in the archives in probably about 15 minutes. And you can get to it by going back to the same link that you went to listen to the show. And you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about us on the website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Dr. Connie.
All right. Good night, Mark. Good night, y'all. Thanks. Bye-bye.